Senate leaders failed to get enough votes to move comprehensive cybersecurity legislation off the starting blocks. Leaders needed at least 60 votes to end the threat of a filibuster. They got 51. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
The bill that was and is most important to the intelligence community, to the Pentagon, was just killed, and that's cybersecurity. Mr. President, I've had a number of people come to me during the day and said, are you going to allow relevant amendments on this? I said, sure. They said, how about five? I said, fine. But, Mr. President, whatever we do on this bill, it's not enough for the Chamber of Commerce. It's not enough. So everyone should understand cybersecurity is dead for this Congress.
Now, the failure to move that bill means Senator Joseph Lieberman will retire in January without getting one of his signature bills into law. Lieberman spoke on the Senate floor yesterday, calling for his colleagues to give the cyber bill a chance.
So I want to assure my colleagues that and appeal to my colleagues to vote to at least take this measure up. I mean, the cyber enemies are at the gates. In fact, they've already broken through the gates. And the least we can do is debate and vote on amendments to determine how we can strengthen our cyber defense.
But Republicans were concerned about the lack of the ability to offer amendments, and the second reason was the same concerns that they've been expressing all along. They say there's too much regulation, and the role the Department of Homeland Security would play in overseeing the critical infrastructure is just wrong. Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa was one of the critics of the cyber bill. Also, he's a co-sponsor of the alternative Secure IT bill.
I'm baffled why the Senate would take an agency that has proven problems with overseeing critical infrastructure and give them chief responsibility for our country's cybersecurity. Additionally, I'm concerned with the provisions that restrict the way information is shared. The restrictions imposed under Title VII of the bill are a step backward from other information sharing proposals. This includes the bill that I've co-sponsored, the Secure It bill. The bill before us places Homeland Security in the role of gatekeeper of cyber threat information. The bill calls for Homeland Security to share the information in, quote, as close to real time as possible, end of quote, with other agencies. However, this will create a bottleneck for information coming into the government. Further, Title VII includes restrictions on what types of information can be shared, limiting the use of it for criminal prosecutions except those that cause imminent harm. This is exactly the type of restriction on information sharing that the 9/11 Commission warned us about now 10 years ago.
Well, as we said, the vote for cloture got some votes, a majority of votes, but not the 60 votes it needed. And so the debate was lost, and that bill is not going to happen, it appears, in this session. And so maybe they'll have better luck with the fiscal cliff.